As revolution sweeps the Middle East, Syria has become a focal point of protest. To discuss the political situation there, we're joined on the line by Joshua Landis, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. He writes Syria Comet, a blog of Syria politics and culture. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Leanne.
What do you think is driving the protests in Syria?
Well, it's been a tough dictatorship for almost 50 years now. And there isn't freedom, there is lots of corruption, and there's tons of poverty. 32% of Syrians live on $2 a day or less, according to the UN.
Is there any way to work with Bashar Assad, who seems to be more moderate than his father, who preceded him, Hafez Assad, or does the son have to go in order for there to be meaningful reform?
Well, that's the big question. He is different from his father, but the regime is the same. There's a Ba'ath party that dominates and by the constitution has to rule the country. And security system, the social alliances are the same. And the regime depends on patronage and a certain amount of corruption. So many of the opposition people are beginning to chant that the regime has to go now. The lines are being drawn here. And so it's unclear. He's promised many reforms, but he hasn't delivered yet.
Tell us what you know about how the authorities have reacted to the protests and protesters in Syria.
Well, right off the bat, in Daraa, they mishandled the situation terribly. And they killed, we don't know the real numbers, but around 40 people in the first week. And this caused widespread anger and revulsion across Syria and galvanized people behind the opposition. Then Bashar al-Assad, the president, had a spokesperson go on TV and say that she was in the room when he gave the order not to shoot. He seemed to express regret at this and told the police to hold back. But by this time, the opposition is saying that almost 300,000 people came out to protest across Syria in different places yesterday. We don't know if that's an exaggeration. There were big counter-demonstrations in the major cities, pro-Bashar demonstrations. And many of the Alawites, the sect to which the president belongs, about 10% of Syria, have begun changing their Facebook pages to pro-Bashar pictures and pictures of the president. So the country is taking sides.
And there have been reports of deaths as well. Has the international community responded? We only have a few seconds left.
It has. Almost most of Western Europe, the United States, has condemned the violence and told Bashar al-Assad not to use violence against his people. This would be, in many ways, a major plus for the United States if the regime fell. The United States views Syria as an enemy that is in alliance with Iran and Hezbollah. On the other hand, Syria, the operative simile for Syria, is really Iraq and Lebanon and not Egypt and Tunisia. And if the Syrian society crumbles and it falls into civil war, which is always possible, it would be a major headache for the United States and its allies in the region, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Jordan.
Joshua Landis is director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. He writes Syria Comet, a blog of Syria politics and culture. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.